Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Arizona Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support. Welcome to our Arizona service. I'm glad to be back and hope you all enjoy it.
John 4:7-8. provider is grace sufficient for me, Jehovah Jireh. My provider is grace sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall. In the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall. My glory, of my glory, the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, the lifter of my head. My glory, the lifter of my head.
Well, good morning, everybody. I shifted up a little bit. Sue, if you want to talk afterwards, you're welcome to. So I've had this thought rattling around in my mind. I'd like to thank Cheryl for it. Hopefully, maybe she's listening. Who knows? They're probably practicing, getting ready. So Cheryl is texting to Sue, and she's going through a series of what if this and what if that. And she's going to be going with me on a trip here shortly. And it's, you know, it's a new thing. I mean, yeah. And I could hear in her text, if that makes any sense, you guys, I'm sure that text understand how that works. I could hear in her text the anxiety growing. And I just said, look, do you know I love you? Do you know I care about you? Do you know I know that you have... Look, I'm not going to leave you in a place where you don't have what you need. I said, relax. It's going to be okay. And she texted me back saying, thanks. Okay. So this has been percolating. And of course, it wasn't half an hour. It wasn't probably half an hour. And see, I have been going through some things that are new to me. And wondering what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, how they're going to work out. I mean, it was the same anxiety that I just told Cheryl. Cheryl, look, you're coming with me. I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. And I was going through different, completely different scenario. And obviously my situation was much more, you know, it was much more warranted to be concerned, right? I mean, I have much more broader and expansive, and I had legitimate reasons to be anxious. Not really. And as I'm going through this in my mind, I hear my words come back to me from the Lord. Don't you know I love you? Don't you know I care about you? Don't you know that if I've given you something to do and you in faith seek to go do it, I've got you covered. You don't need to worry. And that got me thinking about the contrast between serving what if and serving I am. I'd like you to just think about that for a little bit, because what if is doubt and unbelief? That is Satan. I am is Jesus. And you will choose to serve one or the other. There's no in between. You're going to walk your life, and you are going to serve either, you're going to serve either what if, or you're going to serve I am. And it struck me so significantly how clear that choice was, and how much the what if permeates the existence of most people. And you can hear it. You can hear it. Everything that comes out of their mouth is, well, what if this, and what if that, and what if the other thing? And what if is serving unbelief? I started to think this morning, and well, yesterday and whatever, about all the different places God showed up. See, in the Old Testament, they didn't know his name was Jesus. So Moses shows up to the bush and he's saying, who do I say sent me? The I am sent you. This is the same I am that said, let there be light. This is the I am that showed up in the bush. This is the I am that showed up with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. This is the I am that shut the mouths of the lions. This is the I am that gave Samson strength to defeat the armies of the Philistines, not only in his strength, but in his death. This is the I am that stopped the rain over Israel. This is the I am that walked with Elijah and Elisha and Jeremiah and Isaiah. This is the I am that walked with the prophets. This is the I am that walked with Jesus, who is the I am. This is the I am that was with Paul, that was with Stephen as he looked up as they killed him. And he saw Jesus on the right hand of the throne of God. This is the I am that said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. This is the I am that hung on the cross and gave his very life so you could be saved. When I started thinking about the contrast of serving the what if versus serving the I am, all I can say is, Father, forgive me for doubting and living so long in unbelief. If you choose to walk with Jesus, if you choose to accept Jesus and walk, then the I am is with you, and you are with him. What else do you need? I hope this is a short service. I don't have anything else other than Jesus is the I am. And I don't care what if is in your life, the I am has an answer. Jesus is the answer. He has that answer for whatever what if exists in your life. Period. And he's there to solve it. That's it for me. Sue, did you want to add anything?
Good morning, everyone. For me, the holiday season from Thanksgiving really until New Year is a time of a lot of looking back at the past year and a lot of looking forward to the hope for this year. Looking at the failure, the successes, just looking around and actually taking stock of, where am I? What have I done? Where have I been? What does my walk with the Lord look like today? And does it look any different than it did a year ago? And it seems to me that over the holiday season, for me personally, in all that time of looking inward and looking to the past and the future, there's a lot of lack for me of looking at Him and His Word and His ways. I reached this conclusion yesterday. This is a new year. Most people make New Year's resolutions and they don't last very long. But His Word is something that is of the utmost importance that we spend time in it. And you would think that over a holiday season where it's supposedly all about Him, you would spend time in it. But the scripture that came to mind to me this morning was this. It's Romans 7, 24 and 25. And I thank God for 25. O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? It doesn't stop there. My God is an awesome God. He doesn't leave you hopeless. That line, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Well, I don't know. Who the heck can? Jesus Christ can. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. O wretched man that I am. I was talking to someone yesterday about, they were telling me about someone who they'd met and the struggles of this person's life and how they eventually came to know the Lord. And it struck me that, you know, people generally don't come to the Lord when things are good. They come to Him when they know they need a Savior. They need help. They cannot do it on their own. When they recognize, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? That's when people turn to Jesus. That's when people turn to look for a Savior. Jesus is the only answer. He is the only thing that is good, that can be shared, that can be actually profitable for somebody. And He is the only one who offers hope.
You.
for your sacrifice. Your blood, it paid the price. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. How great thou art. Sacrifice, your blood, it paid the price. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. How great thou art.
Listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.